Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. He'll try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes. The niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show. We're the truth of hip hop. From a street perspective, I'm your host, L. Boogie. We got T. Row. We got Styles the God. We got ICE. OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. What's the deal, Jim?
What's up, baby?
Man, tell you what. April 8th, 2024 was a heck of a day in my life. Thank you, Universal God, for letting me see April 8th, 2024. How about you, ICE? How did you enjoy Monday? And whatever time you saw the eclipse, how was that feeling like before we get going with the show?
Oh, man, it was a great game. I found out that the centers do exist in college. I don't know what they're doing.
No, we're talking about ICE. I'm talking about the eclipse. How was that moment?
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about that first. That was monumental.
It was one of the greatest moments I ever had, man. Experience, man. I was at the Indians. I had a great view. I didn't know it was gonna go from light to dark to back to light. I witnessed it all. It was a beautiful thing. Got cold out there, so I was like, "Damn, what my dad thought gonna jacket at?" Shit. Then it got right back out. I was like, "Wow!" So I was shocked, man, and it was something to experience. And I'm glad I did.
T. Row, you saw it from another, at another time, from another angle, from another side of the coast. How was that?
No, we didn't get no eclipse. We got a little bit. We didn't get much, but it was all
right.
It was
tight.
Tight.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Okay, okay. Man, very surreal moment for me, man. I think for everybody that experienced it, I think it was real surreal. And how ICE, we're from these parts, how the universe let it be sunny outside so we can get a great effect of the eclipse. Instead of it being cloudy or whatnot, it was sunny. We got a chance to really see that effect, man. You're right, going from dark to from light to dark, back to light with the temperature. I heard a couple of dogs barking and things like that. I didn't see any birds in the sky. Didn't see anything like that. So very interesting when you talk about just the universe and those type of things. And speaking of that, let's get right into it. Sorry, world, we missed the last couple weeks, but we're back. We got a lot to talk about, some trending things. Number one, let's talk about the NCAA Women's. Women's come first. What do you think about this show that the Women's Final Four put on? Does this elevate sports in general? Does this elevate women's basketball? What does this monumental run of women's college basketball just for just the women's movement? I'm going to start with you first, T-Ro.
Okay. With the women's NCAA basketball tournament and the way that it went down, say, man, this is great for women's basketball. It's only going to get better, and there's going to be a lot of young, a whole lot of more talent coming out that will be exposed to us to let us know that these ladies are here and they ain't going nowhere anytime soon. Thanks to Juju, thanks to Caitlin Clark, thanks to all the women that's been doing what they do at LSU, South Carolina, all the schools. Hey, y'all get it in, 18.7 million viewers for the championship game between Caitlin Clark and the South Carolina women. Come on, man. That's big. ICE, what you think about that, player?
I think it was one of the greatest games, anticipated games we ever wanted to see. And it panned out like we thought it was going to pan out. But Caitlin Clark is the real deal. She had some real stiff defense on her in the second half. But it was a great game. Don Steady is one of the greatest coaches already. And women's basketball is at its highest level ever. They can hate on her all they want to, on all these breaks talking about like that. Man, I don't know. But if I tune in on you, you're a bad girl. Okay? Streets is talking.
Streets!
Yes, she is. She is that thing. Big Brother Boo, what the women looking like? 18.7 mil. What do you know about that?
I was one of them. Whoever has that dinging in the background, can you put your phone on mute? I know you're in the streets and we're talking, but can you please put that on mute for now? I'll say this about Caitlin Clark. Amazing. Since sensational. Simulating. What more can you say? Classy. She was competitive. She lived up to the hype. She did what she was supposed to do. 30 points in a championship game, and you have all this pressure on you, and all, not just pressure in the game, but pressure to do well, pressure to make sure that you live up to everything's been going on around you, all the records that you've broken. So I have to give it up to her because of that. Secondly, what Don Staley did at the end of the game and gave Caitlin Clark her props, that gives more class act to the women's game and the women's sports. And she was victorious. She could have put all the onus on her, but she gave flowers to Caitlin Clark, and I think that was very, very trailblazing. And going into that, starting with you, T-Row, do you think that University of South Carolina is a dynasty?
Hey, man, listen. 109 wins and 3 losses is Dawn Staley's record in the last 3 years. Yes, Johnny. If you only lose 3 games in that much amount of time, yes, sir. Hey, man, they on their way to be doing big things. What you think, I see?
Hey, man, that's a run for you. That's a run for you. And the bounce back to lose that Final Four game last year to Iowa and bounce back to beat her again, you know, that proves that what a great coach she is. And she is an icon to me, man, because I really remember her back in her college days, man. She was a dog, and, you know, so she everything you want a coach to be, and she's so classy, man. It just moves me, man, how classy she is, man. I love her to death, man. And they real. I think that team got another championship in them right now, okay? You know, Notre Dame and USC will probably be right there, though, but South Carolina, this is probably going to be a dynasty right here. Speaks of talk.
Big Brother Boo, say, man, you seen Dawn Staley, classic personified, did her thing. What's up with South Carolina? They a dynasty?
Listen, they had 2 freshmen come off the bench. Off the bench, scoring, doing what it do. It was crazy. You could not draw it up, and you looking at it and you like, are you serious? Are you serious? You know, these girls are, you know, wasn't it? I don't want to Flueli. She's a freshman. You know what I mean? Johnson, she's a freshman. And they come off the bench, you know, doing these things. So I think they can go on and get another one. That'll be 4 for Don. And then we can be talking about her as sitting on top of that mountain with Tara, who just retired, and Gino, who's the GOAT to me. In the girls, in the women's game. Also, rest in peace, Pat Summitt. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the boys, the men's, I should say. I'm not going to call them boys. I'm going to call them men. When we come back, man, listen to this. Listen to this. I'm telling you, the show about to get crazy. It's about to get so hot around these parts, because I'm going to tell you this. Diana Taurasi. We're going to see if she was on some hater rate. We're going to talk about that when we come back, too. We got to take a break, though. Streets! You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Let's go!
If you can count me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice, and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit, the game is off balance, I'm back on my... The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my n***s is broke? What good is first class if my n***s can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my n***s more chips. Just put the rolly right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this, to act like 2 legends cannot coexist, but I never beef with a for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame, it won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers, it won't be cause some slid in my lane. Everything grows, the depth in the change. I love you little n***, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thanking you now. I was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. If you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The-
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got Ro. We got ICE. Hopefully we can get Styles the God and OG the Buck. You know what I mean? But shout out to P who tuning in. Capo down in Georgia, man. And if you down in the area, you have to send me the information. If you down in the Georgia, I think it's Lawrenceville. If you down in that area, man, you need to go to In the Cut. Look it up. Google it. In the Cut. Okay? Get your facial. Ladies, get your eyelashes. Get your facial. Get your pedicure, your manicure. Men, whatever you want. Get your hair done. Get your weed. Get anything popping. It's In the Cut. Okay? Capo, send me that info. You know what I mean? So we can put it, you know what I mean? And because Capo sponsored this segment of the show, man. So shout out to In the Cut. They sponsored this segment of the show. So we get some sponsors, too, as we go. We about to go podcast soon. So make sure that you subscribe to the channel once it goes down. And then you'll get to see our face and we can really holler and go from there. Okay? All right? You about to see the streets. We about to really get in these streets. So and elevate the game, man. We developing just like these guys and girls are in this game. But ICE, the men. Is UConn, let's just get started with UConn. That's the sixth championship in 25 years, the most by any school. Okay? They won, okay, but more than any school since they did it last year as far as points differential, and that was 13. And see, and I'm getting to center because I love greatness. It's exciting. It's very exciting. But let me hop back to Diana Taurasi and her words stating that it's going to be hard for Caitlin Clark on the next level, and, you know, it's not going to be this easy. You're playing with young girls, and you're going to be playing with, you know, grown-ass, her words is that grown-ass women. Like, she really emphasized that. Do you think, was she hating in that and with those comments, or you think that it was just coming from a place of, I'm there, I know what it is, and I'm just trying to warn you before you get there. I mean, I'm just asking. Would you think that was hating, or that was warranted words by DT?
Man, you know, I love Diana Taurasi, man. I think she's the female girl. You can go show swoop with her. You know, to me, you know, she's been playing for years. She always won at every level, MVP. I was hurt a little bit by that, man, because you want the women's game to grow. And she is, you know, she started it. When that started, she really started it, make it grow and get better. A lot of greats, though, man. But what they're doing now, they've already been asking for money. And now they got sponsors going to be everywhere. And my thing was, I mean, you could say she's not going to be ready, you know, but the thing, how she said it was, I think she was hating a little bit, mad at her because she didn't do what she's doing. You ain't pulling from half court, man. I love you, Diana. You my girl. I love you. You the go to my book. You and show so you one of the greatest girls ever. I love you. But you want to pull it from half court like Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, I'm sitting in the seat. I'm going to see Caitlin Clark. Okay, I ain't going to see, I know some girls, Jackie Styles, you know all the great girls, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to see, and guess what? 19 million people went and seen her too, okay? So I ain't the only one, okay? You ain't bring the noise like that. So she kind of mad because you ain't bring 19 million. See, every game got better, 14 million, 16 million, then 19 million. Damn, you know what I'm saying? Damn, you went from the Sweet 8 with Reese, then you beat UConn, was a great player to beat and pay. And then you go down and lose, but you still bring 19 million. You score 30. I mean, it was a tough game, you know. But I think she's going to be ready for the pros. You know, she might not come in there averaging 30, you know, but 20 is pretty good, you know, for a first-year player. I think she got handle. She can shoot from anywhere. She can pass the ball better than anybody in college and probably in the pros right now, okay? So she's going to make some buckets. She's going to find people. She's going to get open. I see gonna be a 20-point score, and she's gonna be on commercials, and it's gonna and they might make more money. People might get $1 million a year. Might see a female get $1 million. Okay, it's gonna probably be because of her and Angela Reese, but definitely her. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know that. I don't know why it was even the net water. I love her. You know what I'm saying? She didn't score that many points. She didn't score threes. We didn't have threes. I shot with a man's ball. Okay. Okay, I love you, nobody forgot you, baby. Okay, but you wouldn't put them again. You wouldn't put them from the three-point line. Okay, that's all I'm saying, baby. Okay, and you're doing that at a regular. Behind your back, step backs is crazy. It's crazy. Okay, she shoot a lot, you know what I'm saying? But she put it in work, you know what I'm saying? She did some epic things and broke every record. She didn't win a championship, but these games is based on one person. You know, if you, it's a team effort, but them girls, Iowa, they ain't had no number one recruits like that, what they was going through. You know what I'm saying? And so that was special for me. Even so let's say she's a loser. That's like LeBron James losing the championship. But you can't call her a loser. Yeah, she lost the championship, but people will call her a loser. No, she's not. She ain't losing my book. The streets is talking. It's getting hot now.
In the words of DMX, here we go again. You always come with that LeBron James talk. You can't hold it in, can you? You gotta compare it to LeBron James. Here we go again. But I'm gonna finish it with DMX. How many times I gotta tell you, rap? I have no friends. Come on, ain't no friends in this. Either you're a champion or you're not. I'm not dogging her as Diana Taurasi did. Diana Taurasi is looking at this like one of those players that's thinking in their room of Kobe Bryant. Oh, okay. he's coming in here with that roof and said, wait till I get a hold of him. Same thing. It's not malice. It's competition. I'm tired of us being so nice. That's what that is. Oh, when you get here, we got something for you. That's all. Is that malice? And then Caitlin Clark, show your greatness and perform and do what you've been doing. To snap it. That's all you got to do. But for people to say that she was hating, I don't think so. She's a player that was in the NBA, in the W, they call it. That's all. Stop. I don't like it. That's just like a young boy coming up to you. You at the Glenville Rec, and here comes this young boy. Everybody talking about he's nice. He can shoot the jumper. And what you going to say? He can't shoot it better than me. I'm an ICE. In case of emergency, throw that to me. Well, you see how I made that rhyme? We're in the streets, man. Streets and talk to these men. Okay? UConn, once again, I'm going to ask you, ICE, we'll wait for T-Row to come back in. I think he has some technical difficulties. Is UConn a blue blood? They won 6 championships, 2 in a row, 3 different coaches. I'm asking, are they blue blood at this present time? Street.
Hey, man, it's amazing what Dan Hurley did for the program, man. But it goes back to his childhood, coming up with his daddy, national champion, 5-0, and then his brother, you know, Hottie Tottie, you know, 2 championships, Bobby Hurley at Duke. And he went to Seton Hall. He didn't win one. He was a nice point guard, though, you know. But he was feisty. I watched him, okay. Then he come and win, too. So this, you know, so I'm like, wow, man. So, you know, they're on that same level, the daddy, the brother, and now the young Hurley, you know. But to put a team together after you lose all your starters from last year, bring back with the transporter came in, and to put that team together to say, hey, man, forget about these guys. Ain't no stars gonna be like this, man. We're gonna get you in the NBA, but ain't no star. We're gonna be a team, and to get these guys when you start to put them together. And win a championship back-to-back? It got to be seen from a coach. Got to be. And right now, I think he's feeling himself, man.
I don't see no coach right now. The great Dukes and the North Carolinas, Kentucky, ain't no more of them. But UConn, they're 6-0. They got some great players come through our program, starting that I recall, Cliff Robertson. Cliff Robertson, he can shoot that jumper, 6'11". He was one of the first big men to shoot that jumper from three and play defense. Then you go on down the lane from Ray Allen and Rip and Ben Gordon, just a boatload of players. But this program is heading in the right direction, man, and he a hot commodity right now. UConn is it right now. 6-0, this is the best program right now. But he didn't get no freshmen or nothing like that. These are all transfer protocol players that play. But to coach them together in 1 year to win a national championship, man, it says a lot about the coach. And you're a coach. And I know how you put teams together in 1 year. You can work wonders. You're a motivator. You see how he was slapping them kids, jumping up and hitting them. He my age. I seen it all. And I was like, well, yeah, he pumped. I felt him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, watch out for him, baby. The streets are talking.
Go on the Blue Bloods. Will we agree on this? The Blue Bloods, so to speak. And we're not going to count UConn at this time. You got UCLA. You got Kentucky. North Carolina, Duke, Indiana. UCLA with 11. Kentucky with 8. North Carolina with 6. Duke with 5. And Indiana with 5. I would say Kansas as well as a Blue Blood. And they have 5. So I'm asking you this, and UConn now has 6. You know what? Because they don't really consider they're the college basketball, the U, because of location, because of they never started off their program as being rich in tradition as your Michigan's, Ohio State as far as football, but the U came in and boom, boom, boom. And that's how I look at UConn. Why can't we call them a blue blood and we don't call these other, like the U of A, we don't call them a blue blood in football. I think we need to start considering them a blue blood. Championships in 25 years with 3 different coaches. And you're 6-0 in the Final Four. You're 6-0 in a national championship game. You're Michael Jordan of college basketball. So why can't you be a blue blood? They have to be. They have to be. And I love his philosophy, and he's taking on the Mike Singletary philosophy. I want winners. You got to have winners, and what winners do, they sacrifice their self for a cause. And when you do that, you're going to get noticed regardless. Regardless. So you're definitely looking at that. Let's move on before we go to the break and talk a little NFL and NBA. Your boy, Tyler Pyres, he's been moved on to Arkansas. Kentucky doesn't have to do the buyout. They didn't fire him. He resigned. He's over there in Arkansas. What does this mean for Kentucky, and what does this mean for Arkansas and Cal moving forward? ICE?
Man, if you think about it, man, Calipari has won 1 championship in about 20-some years, 25 years. Got a lot of guys for the pros, a lot of guys. His goal was to get guys money, and he got guys money. He did. He got a lot of guys in the pros. I give him that. So he did his job on that. As far as, being a great coach, man, I think his best days when he was down there with Marcus Camby. Okay, in college, okay. This year he was a bomb. It was a bust. I'm going to Arkansas for him. I know it's in the SEC. If you ain't a Norton Richardson down there, you might as well, you got to win something when you get down there. But you was with the best program for years, man, and you was trying to get these one-year players and get them to the pros, which you did, the 1 to 2 year players. But to coach like Danny Hurley coached these guys, that's the coach that you can tell he'd been born a coach. His daddy was, third grade, was coaching probably then. So in his blood. You know what I'm saying? And he played too, so that helped a lot too. But Calipari was great at recruiting and motivating to get kids to the pros. I give him that big and props. Kentucky has them, you know, they had their coaches, Rick Pitino, Sonny Tubbs. They all won the championships. Tubby Smith. They all won championships. And then they just gone. It was, you know, and then it's down. So they down now. I don't think Kentucky going to really, I mean, that's the mecca of basketball. So they got to bring in a big-time coach to get that program back to running and at least get them to the Final Fours, you know what I'm saying, you know, and get them back at least no one and done no more, man. Get a program, man. You can get 2-3 years. I like college like that. If you're a great one, you can come in 1 year, you know, like LeBron thing. You can't come in 1 year. You got to do it a couple of years, you know what I'm saying. I love your daddy, but you ain't him, you know what I'm saying. So guys got to take their time, and I know guys like Edie, he took 4 years. He needed all those 4 years, you know what I'm saying? I seen him get better every year, you know what I'm saying? So some guys get better, he still get money, you know what I'm saying? So Calipari, man, I wish him good luck down there, but I don't think he is a great, great coach, you know what I'm saying, that can win a championship. You know what I'm saying? He can bring people to the stands, he might can recruit some people, but I don't think he's that coach no more. He's never been a great coach to me, you know what I'm saying? All that talent he had, he only got one championship. The streets is talking, L Boogie. Come talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
Ooh, you wilding out on Cal right now. Streets, you're wilding out on Cal right now.
I think 100, ooh, man. Lee. He got one ring. He's supposed to have four at least. But he got a million. He got his money. He count that money up. He got billions of dollars for those players. I give him respect for that.
Man, we got to. Let's keep this in perspective, ICE, though. How many championships does Jim Boeheim have?
One.
He has one. Right. He has about six. I think he has four or five Final Fours.
Uh-huh.
How many? It's not too many times you win a championship, let alone repeat. It was Duke, and then it was Florida, and now UConn. Look at the space in between that. How many different champions we've had. UNLV couldn't even do it.
Yeah, but I understand you. This guy had all the number one recruits for a 10-year span. He was, them guys were one and done. And, you know, so, and then he had some guys who went to, did a couple of years, two, three years, and went to the pros. But he's not a great coach. He's not going to convince me. He's going to stay in the league because he's a great recruit.
Hold on.
You know?
Hold on. I let you finish.
Okay.
I let you finish. It's very rare that you can do that. Look, because you got a chemistry, a synergy, energy with a certain group, football, than it is in basketball. You can repeat in football and go back to back because guys have to stay before the transfer portal I'm speaking of, before this hip hop. See, they didn't change hip hop and they didn't turn it into the transfer portal. Hip hop is like the transfer portal, boy. Everybody just jumping around on a remix and I'm with you now. I ain't with you, but that's for a different story. Don't get me started. Okay, how I correlate hip hop with this basketball transfer portal. Back to Cal. Cal's going to do great over at Arkansas. He has Tyson Chicken behind him. He has Jerry Jones behind him. He will do great early on. However, after three, you see, he has a 5-year contract. After 5 years, Cal will be gone. His expectations are not that high compared to Kentucky. It's not. Cal was a good coach. Cal wasn't a great coach. Cal isn't a great coach on execution. Cal is just a great recruiter and developer for individually getting you to the league. He's not a good team coach. It's only a couple guys who are both, who can develop you and also win championships. Bobby Hurley is doing that. Okay, So like, we got to take that into account. And last but not least, I'll say this. We knew it was coming. He knew he was on the hot seat. We talked about it our last show when they lost to Oakland. You cannot do that. I'm pretty sure he felt the grumblings, the pressure. If I don't get it done this year, at least get to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight or Final Four, I'm out of here. But let me do them a favor. Let me stay on until I got something else. Ain't that what they do on a real job? You want to quit, you know you're about to get fired. But let me make sure I got this other job first before I leave. Ain't that how they do that?
Ain't that
how they do that, ICE?
You right. I ain't going to quit. I'm sure I got this job.
Man, let me make sure I get this job before I say adios and then give reasons, good reasons why I left it to go to something bigger and better. And that's what Kyle, I think he did moving forward. But when we come back, let's talk about the NFL, the big trade that happened with the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about this NBA. It's getting thick. I'm disappointed in some guys. I don't know who high, who not. It changes every second. Crazy with this NBA, man. We'll see. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's Wild Out Wednesday. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. And don't forget, world, you better tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me in they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in. Game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this in diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
It's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. We may do, we might do something different tonight, bringing some guys in and get a perspective of each topic instead of bringing them on at the end. So they fly me a kite if you want to, you know, just come in and just get your thoughts as we go and instead of just waiting, you know. So, and you could just act like you're part of the show tonight. You know what I mean? With ICE and old L Boogie. Let me know. Send me a kite. Street. Shout out to Philly Feeling Pete. Hey, man. Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans, man. ICE, what does this do for both teams? What does it do for the Buffalo Bills? Is they window closed now? Street.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. For the AFC, for the Browns, everybody in the AFC, yes, that window is closed. You lost Gabe Davis and you lost Diggs. Come on, man. You can run. You got an arm. Now you had your chance and you blew it. Okay, so I mean that's a fact right there. Unless they get a receiver to replace Diggs at that level, I don't see that. So he's gonna be running more. Gonna be more interceptions for him too. Okay, because they ain't got no go-to receiver. But for Houston, oh, my God, man. This is great for C.J. Stroud right now, man. It's like
Man, I'm an old state guy, man, and I hate that feels with the Pittsburgh, but I'm just an old state fan, and we all are. And, you know, ain't never been a real two quarterback. You know, the best quarterback that really is in the days is Art Schlichter. I know you probably remember him though. That really, that's supposed to be highly touted. Yeah. But the rest of it, Cordell, Troy Smith, I love them, the Glenville niggas. They was great Ohio State. They didn't pan out too much in the pros. And okay, so. But no quarterback really, you know, panned out. You know, Terrell Pryor was a running quarterback, and now Fields is like more of a running, like a Lamar Jackson, you know. But this guy, doggone C.J. Stroud, man, but Diggs, it's going to be great, man. He got the weapons. He got the coaching staff. I hope the front office ain't prejudiced like I thought they was, because that stuff was going on. But I guess they're getting their stuff together. But they're making the right decisions, and right now I think Houston is going to be the cream of the crop over there, and for years to come, man. And Diggs, as long as Diggs happy, he's the number one guy, and wherever he went, man, he always shined. From Minnesota to Buffalo, now they got a young C.J. Stroud. Sky's limit for them boys. It's a chance that. Throne, Pat Mahomes. The streets is talking.
Woo! Streets! Wow, ICE. You really? I'll say this about both. Stephon Diggs was not a Pro Bowler before he got to Buffalo. Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen together got the Pro Bowls. Since 2020, he got over there. He led the league in yards, touchdowns, receptions as a combination. Excuse me. Just period. I apologize. Period. At their respective position. I don't want the narrative to be, oh, Josh Allen ain't going to be nothing without Steph Diggs. They still have a nice tight end in Kincaid, who was willing and dealing last year when Steph Diggs was not getting over 100 yards. And I know his presence is felt. They got two people on him or concentrating on him, and that leaves the tight end open. I understand that. Don't get it twisted. I get it. However, if Josh Allen's the guy that we think he is, and it's, in this draft there's a lot of one receivers, I think Josh Allen can make guys good, a la Aaron Rodgers. You're going to have to win games now. Just make guys better, offensively and defensively. Make them believe that you can win. And I think that they're still in the thick of things in the AFC East. Everything is up for grabs in every division. To me, because it's football. Injuries happen. So, it can get murky. And everybody has a chance, especially the first 10 games of the season. Remember, it's 17 games now. One game can get you in. One game can knock you out. More games, more problems. Okay, that can happen. Let's just jump right into the NBA, and then we'll get our callers in. I want to ask you first, ICE, will you see right now with the NBA, okay? And I tell you what, I'll give you the standings, and I'll give you the standings world in the East. 7, you got Philadelphia. 8, you got Miami. 9 and 10 is already there to play in. They already got their spot. Will Philly, Miami, Indiana, Cavaliers, will they change? Will Philly be playing in the play-in? They're 7 right now. They're a game and a half out of 6 behind Indiana. They're a half a game up on Miami, which is in the 8th spot. So, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8, it make a break between two games.
We got two games left.
The Knicks have climbed to three, man.
All right, man. How many games they got left? I don't think they got. Let me see.
How many games are left?
Three games are left. Orlando, Cleveland, Indiana, they all tied, four, five, and six.
Right.
Yeah, and Cleveland got to win this game tonight, man, because Philly playing pretty good now. Without Embiid, when Embiid came back, and Maxey looked like the player he need, you know, where they can make a run. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no sore fire in the East. Boston can be beat. And I know they got the home court advantage, and they've been playing, they're blowing teams out, whatever. They had their ups and downs, some moments this year, and definitely Milwaukee's out of it. But you got to watch out for the Knicks. But Philly, you know, it don't matter the play-in, because to me, the play-in, they're going to win that play-in. Because I think they right now, they're the hottest team, and they got Embiid back, and they got a good coach. But Miami, you know, they might end up playing, I think they play Atlanta. I think they'll win that play-in. You know, they can beat all three teams that's, you know, in the play-in, Philly, Miami, Chicago, and Atlanta.
Remember, if it was to end today, Philly would be playing Miami at home. And Chicago and Atlanta, they already set to play each other. Remember, 7 plays 8, and then 9 play 10. The loser of 7 and 8 will play the winner of 9 and 10.
Okay. Oh, wait, this is getting juicy, man. It's getting juicy, but, you know, whoever end up winning and getting in the playoffs, they want to be 7. Milwaukee Bucks.
Let's switch gears. Since we're talking Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis went down yesterday, calf injury. They're saying it's not anything to do with the, you know, Achilles or anything. Are the Milwaukee Bucks, are you concerned about the Milwaukee Bucks going into the playoffs? Will they get out the first round?
Man, you know what? If they got to play Miami or Miami been on them. Jimmy Butler owns the Greek Freak anyhow. If they got to play Miami or Philly, they ain't getting out the first round. I'm going to tell you that now. They're not. If they have to play Miami or Philly, they're not, especially Miami. But Philly with Maxey doing his thing, and you know, Damon Lillard is not a great defender. He's gonna do his thing. So I think they'll get eliminated first round. They're not a championship team right now, and I don't know how they're gonna figure with Doc. I don't know, but we lost a great defender. I think he messed that team up a little bit getting the score. Drew was good, but you know, he needed scoring because Middleton wasn't, you know, he wasn't healthy all year, so I get it. But
I respectfully interrupt you. 2 through 10 is garbage. If we want to talk to the Cavs, they on a losing streak. The Cavs is garbage, and they're 5.
Wow.
The coach from Orlando, consideration for coach of the year, not knocking him. They have a young team. We barely even know their roster. All we know is Pacheco, for real. We don't even know the coach's name. We just know that he's black. Let's just be honest about that. Only reason why we're talking about the Knicks, because it's the Knicks. But they don't have Julius Randle. And again, not knocking my man Brunson. Hold on, not knocking Brunson. But who do we know under 6 foot besides Allen Iverson to carry their team to the finals? And I don't think that they can get it done against the Boston Celtics. I'm sorry.
And I mean, I'm just going on what I've seen. And, yeah, they've been consistent. Usually they've not, but you only lose 17 games. And it, and what's it saying? Bill Parcells always say you're as good as your record is. And they have, and their 18 games or 26 game over the 10th seed. Come on now. 14 game on the next team up. And Milwaukee is garbage. Doc Rivers, again, if you're that coach and you got a 75 best player on your team, you should be able to get out the first round without Giannis. Coach, and I got Dame Lillard.
Hold on.
And I got Middleton. I got Bobby Portis. I said, and I got Doc Rivers. I said, get out that first round if I'm Milwaukee, regardless of Giannis playing or not. You have to. But that just lets
Hold on. You start telling me your best player go down. They supposed to win a series with Dame Lillard as your lead guy, at, Portis and Middleton. They're not going to be no Miami Heat or no Philly. Stop it. Stop it. Now, the
So the Knicks are, too, with a little mini might as Brunson?
Man,
and they're in the three spot.
Have you been watching the Villanova trio, DiCenzo?
DiCenzo,
Yeah, these guys been balling,
man. And guess what?
What?
Guess what? They're 15 games out of first place.
Okay.
They're not
okay.
even close. These other teams aren't that good. Let's stop.
They beat Boston.
Stop it.
They'll probably end up in the conference finals. If not, Philly don't get there. They'll probably end up in.
If we want to talk,
about Bronson. Bronson is unique as hell. And his footwork down low, the way he can score, way he can post players up, the way he can make players better. He's a special, special player. He showed that with Dallas a couple years ago, got to the conference final. He was young then. Now he's proven. And he's making the Knicks, even though without Randle, they long and they play defense. They play defense. Okay, that's one thing they got over a lot of people. They might not win a championship this year without Randle, and you might be right about that, but they're a good enough team to get to the conference finals, and they can beat anybody in the summer game series in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm telling you, the Knicks ain't that Villanova trio. Them boys can score, man, and they play. And Hart leads the damn NBA and rebound as a guard. He damn near at 9 a game. Okay, he gets triple doubles, man, just getting rebounded like he Buck Williams or somebody. Come on, man, talk to me, baby, talk to me. Streets is talking
against the Boston Celtics. They're will not be another team in the East that will give them a seven-game series. That's all I'm saying. Of course, you're going to lose one, maybe
right.
two.
You're probably right about that. You're probably right about that. But I think the Knicks will get to the conference final. They're not going to win it. I think Boston's definitely going to get the championship. So
let's talk about the West before we get to the break and get to the asylum. I know it's hot. I've had somebody send me a kite. I know you're ready, Philly Phil. I'm sorry, let me get to this, and then we'll get to Mercer and get back to you. The West, now that's let's talk about that. That's so different in the parity. So I'm just going to ask you, Phoenix Suns, they just been flipped to 7. The Pelicans are 6 now. Now you got Suns at 7, Kings at 8. Lakers at 9, Golden State at 10, and they just beat the Lakers yesterday. They're a half game out of being 9 and having a home game over the Lakers in the play-in and maybe get an 8. What do you think about the chances of any of those four teams getting out of the play-in? The Suns, Kings, Lakers, Warriors. Will any of those teams get out the play-in with 3 games remaining? And lastly, another question that you can answer. Is there any team in the West that can compete with the Nuggets? Just a two-ended question. I'm ready. And then we'll get to commercial and get to the asylum. I see you, Philly Phil, with your hand up. Streets.
Well, you know, in the play-in, man, I think Phoenix proved a couple of days ago that they're not a playoff team right now. They're not. You, I don't even want to see them in the playoffs. Okay, man. Okay, so I think that's a team that even though they got a chance, though defensive wise, they're not there. Okay, so my chances, I'm taking the Lakers over Golden State. Period in that game right there. And Sacramento scares me against the Lakers, but when a one-game elimination for LeBron James, I'll take LeBron James over anybody in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be tough, though, because these are still good teams now. You know, these teams, these are big-time stars, you know what I'm saying? You got Fox, you got Sabonis, double-double in 66 straight games. You got Kevin Durant, Bills, Booker, LeBron, AD, Steph Curry, Clay, Draymond. This team, I mean, these are superstars, and they just struggling to get in. So it's tough. So the NBA is where we need to be right now. These last couple games, gonna be guys got to win these games, man. I don't know how it's going to be. They one game, they can't lose. All I know is that they can't lose two straight. Nobody can lose two straight. That's all I can tell you that. Okay, from here on out. So, but it's gonna, I'll tell you what, it's going to be tough to beat Denver. I'm biased. You know, if the Lakers get in, if they get in the AFC, they're gonna have to face them, or you know, but Minnesota's in first place right now. It's tied for first place. Minnesota and Denver, they tied for first place. So these games is crucial. But the only team that can probably beat them right now, I look at OKC, but they're young, and Minnesota, they're young too. But the Clippers, the way they've been balling lately. They got a chance to get to the conference finals too, you know, with everybody healthy. To beat up on Phoenix like that a couple of days ago, man. Yesterday, man, I was like, wow, man. So they ready. And guess what, man? Russell Westbrook, I love him. He's so fucking classy to me. To go from the bench to be a triple-double guy. To whatever you want him to do, man, he can do, man. They had a monster game yesterday, 16, 15, 13. The first triple-double with Clippers, but that's what he can do that if he wants to. He can do that if he wants to. And he did it against a nice team, some good players, man.
It won't happen tonight. That was just,
uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm back. Uh-oh. Yeah, your boy Steve is back in the building, ladies and gentlemen, wilding out, you know. Hey, man, listen, y'all know what it is. Yeah, that was just, you know, you have a bad night some nights when everybody can't hit a three or two, you know, it goes down like that. Or yeah, in the other game where you only shoot one free throw in a full game. I ain't never heard of that before. So I'm just saying it does happen. It has happened. It won't happen again, I see East.
Street. I'm gonna say this. Go ahead. I'm listening,
ICE. To lose by that much, man, with the last three games, the playoff on the line, all these games count, man. I don't know what to say about that game. That game means a lot at the last couple games of the year. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know their focus level at the defense level. The defense ain't there.
Man, I'll say this again. The team that can you say Minnesota, OKC, the Clippers? No, the team that can get a Denver Nuggets some problems is the Dallas Mavericks. That's the team that can get them some get them nervous, take them six games. They can score with them. They're clicking. They got a trade with P.J. Washington on their roster now. He can go out and give you 15 and 10. And they playing a little defense. Guys around him are helping them out on a defensive connection. So I'll say that. With the jumbolitis, I'm going to say this. I don't trust the Suns, the Kings, the Lakers, or the Warriors. All of them are garbage. Okay, I'm wilding out. It's Wednesday. They're all inconsistent. They're all inconsistent. It don't matter where they fall into play. They will get knocked. Only reason why I'll give three out of the four. You know what? Not even three out of the four. I'll give two. Lakers and Warriors a chance in a series. That's it.
against them Young Bucks with Minnesota, OKC, whatever, but play Denver, man. It's man, they barbecue chicken. But I tell you this, all of them, Suns, Kings, Lakers, Warriors, they're all garbage. I just want you guys to know that. They MBG.
They not going to do good,
very
brother.
Inconsistent.
You're right. They not going to do good.
The whole don't tell me, oh, hey, it's like last year. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not like last year. You can't sell me on it. Tell you what, I'll play this for you, Ice. I guess this is a shot at me for LeBron, okay? We come back, we're going to get to the asylum, man. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Give us a call, 515-605-9750. You better tell a friend to tell a friend. You tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Oh, what?
Let's go. Can't believe that I'm still in an apartment. Businessman when they got me in office. Me and Dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spar Street. Holla G, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got robbed, that shit made me a monster. He bitch, you notice my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run up no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil Dominic. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I been in my bag. Bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a tailor for five. City to city, got girls going wild. And I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them in the bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them snakes. See all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I slip up one time, they gon' try to come take it.
Ooh wee! This Sports Nutty Show is sponsored by Big Word Incorporated. We've been talking about the men's and women's college basketball tournament. The champion is Don Staley creating a dynasty over there at South Carolina at USC. That's the University of South Carolina, for those who don't know how to say it. Is UConn men's a blue blood? At this time, where do we put Danny Hurley as one of the great coaches, since he has two? Remember, Ice, you always talk about they got to have two, like Aaron Rodgers. He only got one. He can't sit at the table. So can Danny Hurley sit at the table, world?
He just said that
they find traded to the Houston Texans. Is their contender now in the Texans and has the window closed for the Buffalo Bills? NBA. Is the Bucks in trouble with Giannis going down? Who's the stiffest competition for the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets in respective conferences? The season ends Sunday. Who's in your play-in? And who's not? Out your play-in, who's going to be your 7th and 8th team? Wednesday, we should know part of that puzzle. It's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. We're about to get in the asylum right now. 515-605-9750. Oh, my goodness. The show been hot. Man, as usual, he's always on the go. You already know, all-time listener, all-time caller. Our man's in them. Philly Phil, you in the building, baby.
Drink thing.
What's up, baby? Philly Phil,
my guy.
There go my guy right
Hope
there.
Everything good. Everybody good. Check this out. Let's just get it. Let's jump right in the street with it. UConn, got to give them their props. They're a machine. They're a fucking machine, man. Like, you can't. When you win two straight NCAA championships all by double digits, everybody need to be quiet. Be quiet, leave them alone, catch up. Don't talk. Just catch up. Y'all got to – that's no small thing to me. They didn't want everybody to last 2 years by 10 points or more. What kind of shit is that? Man, listen. Good luck. They're a machine. Good luck. The rest of the Collegiate basketball need to catch up because they doing some shit right now. Ain't never been done. They on the run. To restack that team after last year, Hawkins, all them boys he lost, and they go right back 37-3, win every game by double digits again. Hurley got something going over there. Respect. South Carolina, we not about to play like this ain't no dynasty. You 109-3 in like 3 years, you a dynasty. I don't give a damn what nobody's talking about. That's a whole dynasty. Listen, Don Staley, man. I don't think we can really see her. I love Don Staley. She everything. Like I can't say nothing y'all ain't said really, but she her. That,
you want me to tell you something
say.
Else Philly feel? Can I tell
she
you something
really
else Philly
her.
Feel?
What up?
Can I tell you something else Philly feel?
What up?
Her attire is super sensational and insinuating how she be putting on the Gucci and the Louis
and all the
Gucci. She's so cold over there on the sideline with her attire. I'm sorry for cutting you off, though. I love that about Don, too.
Yeah, I love Don. She is, man. Like, she everything. I don't think you can say she classy. She clearly know basketball. She clearly care about these girls. She seemed like not only is she a good basketball coach, spectacular basketball coach, she just seemed like just a good person. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I fuck with that for real.
Yeah.
And let's talk about real quick for me. South Carolina went 38-0, won a national championship, and as the game ended, they showing Caitlin Clark walking to the locker room. I ain't had no understanding. I didn't have no understanding for it, man. These girls just went 38-0, won a national championship, and they got the camera on fucking Caitlin Clark leaving the court. I could not fucking believe that. Listen, man, you're not about to get me to say a word about Caitlin Clark. This fucking young lady is spectacular. She is a spectacular player. I'm not hating on her. I don't even blame her for the shit. I blame the fucking media. They is terrible, man. Like, don't take the focus. We understand Clark great, whoop-de-whoop, whatever. Don't take that from these girls, man. They just went 38-0. The camera don't get put on the fucking loser walking to the locker room. That ain't how that works, man. It ain't no different from that bull. That ain't no different from the bullshit, goofy shit last year when LSU beat them. She talking about, both teams come to the White House. When the fucking loser get invited to the White House? It's crazy to me, man. Like, I don't get it. And I ain't taking nothing away from Caitlin Clark's back. It ain't her fault. It's the media, man. It's the corporate media. It's their fault. And as far as Diane Taurasi and her comments, I couldn't fucking agree with her more. You fucking listen, Caitlin, I'm going to tell you why. Because guess what? How many people just walk into any league? It's a rarity. But when you jump from one level to the next, you are going to have your struggles. I think she's going to have to do less in this league that she's going to, because these women, these grown-ass women, are so much better than these little 19, 18-year-old girls. Listen, and one thing she's going to have to do on a WNBA level, she's going to have to guard somebody. I want to see that. Yes, I do. She's going to have to guard people because it's guards up there, Kelsey Plum and people like that. Fucking what's that girl name for the Aces? Chelsea Gray? He will fucking toast her. Is you fucking Chelsea Gray? She can score on men, I think. I'm not trying to hear that shit, man. Is you crazy? Chelsea Gray? Them women problems, man. So I'm going to love to see her have to make a commitment on the defensive end as he take this next step, because you can see her in her game now. She only want to shoot when she go left. See, shit like that get exposed when you go to these different levels. Like, you know, college don't really have that ability to expose your, you know, your weaknesses and things of that nature to the degree that that's going to get exposed on a professional level. On a professional level, it's going to – she's just, I'm going to have to see. I'm going to have to see how she work hard, get better, and see where she go. But you guarding people like Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray. Man, Chelsea Gray for the Aces, man, listen, Caitlin Clark, you're not guarding her. I don't give a damn what you're talking about. That's what I'm saying. It's levels to this, man. So I don't think she was hating more so than she was in acknowledging a reality. Like you about to go into a grown ass woman.
Speaking the truth.
Yes, playing overseas. They play all year round. Like these not 18, 19 year olds making TikTok videos. These grown ass women who really good. Like these women really good. Breonna Stewart, Asia Wilson. Hey, Caitlin Clark, I love you, baby. You ain't better than now one of them. Is you fucking crazy? Breonna Stewart, Asia Wilson? No, you're not on that level yet, baby. You not. Sorry.
Could I ask you something, Philly? Could I ask you something, Philly?
You're not on that level yet.
No, could I ask you something real quick, Philly? I just want to say this, though. I love all those players you just named, too, man. And some good, these female players are great, man. You know what
they
I'm saying?
Are.
They got games.
They really are.
I'll be watching. I don't even know these girls like I used to know them, though. But it's a lot of ones I do know that, man, the game has changed for guys and women. But the one thing I'm going to say about this real quick, Philly, is the only thing I like about Caitlin Clark that I think is special, and you're right about the defense. You're going to work on that and go on left. But she can go anywhere. She can dribble. She can go anywhere she wants to. But she's shooting from 26 feet out on a regular basis. And nobody does that, man. That's the only good
nobody
thing. And she passed the ball good.
Not,
that's all I want to say.
Not,
I ain't saying she's going to average 30 points. But I think she'll average 18-9.
And that's all. The league scores in the WNBA, like what, 21, 22? Like, they ain't putting up 30 in the WNBA.
Yeah.
A lot of them women good. So that's what I'm saying. She's not going to have to do as much in this league because these women are so fucking good. You know what I'm saying? Like, these women – good, man. You got a lot of really good players. Like I said, man, you got people like Breonna Stewart, Asia Wilson, man. Who better than them two? You fucking nobody. Nobody. Them the two best players in the WNBA, bar none. They 1 and 1A. You put who you want first, but they the best two. That's what I'm just saying. Like, she got work to do. Them grown-ass women ain't playing up there. It's serious business.
But they sent us, though, the big girls, though. You know, we got the guards, too, some like the great guards, too. My girl took Steph Curry. With Steph Curry got the new tennis shoes out. I forgot about it. She's Kobe Bryant.
She's a Kobe Bryant
protege. Come through Kobe school, everything.
Yes.
And so he went head-to-head with who the better shoes you think? Who you taking? And she's going to be wide open now. She's going to get some looks. She was double, triple team a lot.
Yeah.
She'll get some open looks with the center they got down with the
open looks. I agree.
She'll get some open looks. She'll get a couple open looks. She's going to be special.
Then you see today they put 30 of their games on TV, national TV.
Look at the money they made. Kind of
30 games on national TV. They had one last year.
Yeah.
You ain't getting me to complain about no Caitlin Clark. Transcendent talent. Ain't no woman ever did none of the shit. But I will tell you, Diana Taurasi is a top 3 to 5 GOAT. So we not going to play around. Like, now to me, my own personal opinion is Maya Moore the best woman I ever saw. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. Maya Moore was special. I hate she went out kind of early, for real. Maya Moore was hurt. Without a doubt, she was hurt. But, yeah, she got work to do as she moves to this next level. NFL, I think, this is just my own personal opinion, I think Houston getting a washed-up Diggs, I ain't going to even lie to you. They ain't getting a Stephon Diggs from 4, 5, 6 years ago. Like, they not. Now, I don't know how. And then, you got to be careful with people like Diggs. He got diva tendencies. So, like, you know, he ain't getting the ball. He going to whine. Like, he don't give a fuck if they winning. You know what I'm saying? We up 27-0. I need my 5 catches for 90 for my fantasy league, I guess. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I don't like that diva shit, man. Like, it ain't got to always be about you and your catches. Let's win. What do I need? What can I do to help my team win? If that's the big catch on third down, and I ain't caught a ball all day, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? Like, he just got diva tendencies. He get mad when he ain't getting the ball. And I don't think he the same receiver he was a few seasons ago. Teams just don't let you go for nothing. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, you got to think of that, too. So I think they getting a version of him on the other end of his career. Play in. This gonna be the most. Shout out to the play in, y'all. Shout out to the play in. Like, I really like the play in. When they first announced it, I was like, man, it's some bullshit. Now, it's not bullshit. I love it because
what it does is
it allows for you to. You know how you be like, how it used to be like the end of the year, and you would see a team in like that 9th or 10th spot, and you would be like, man, damn, they'd be a better team to play, whatchamacallit, than them. We get to see that shit now with the play-in.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You can see that now. Now, like, that's the opportunity it gives us as fans. We don't got to say, like, damn, man, whatchamacallit be a better matchup or better series than these bum-ass. Like, so now the play-in do that. That's cool. I know the players hate it probably, but for us as fans, it's good. I see the East. Y'all know I ain't want to agree with Boogie much, especially when he wrong. The East trash. Like, that shit a whole compactor, man. A whole one, man. I just don't see, man, stop it, man. Boston coming out the East. The only team that can compete with Boston is a healthy Milwaukee. That's even compete. Now, and with that shit, what happened with Giannis yet last night, who knows? Boston coming out the East. The West is wide open.
Right.
As far as, I just think, the only teams in the West that can beat the Nuggets, I think I said this to y'all a few weeks ago, and I agree with Boo Meeks, though. I think Dallas can get them problems because they can score the ball. And the way Kyrie playing right now with Luka, you got hell on your hands. Hell. Because they can put up 60 together any night. So if they can get some shit from their bench and play a little defense and rebound, they got a chance. But I still think the Clippers are the only team that can beat the Nuggets. I ain't just talking about just challenge them. I think a healthy Clipper team can beat them, for real. Now, I don't know if it'll go down like that, but I think the healthy Clipper team is the only one that can actually beat them. Everybody else, I mean, the Mavericks will probably give them a 6 or 7, but the Clippers can beat them. I think a healthy Clippers can beat them. And Phoenix, with that shit they pulled last night, man,
ooh-wee.
I don't really want to see them in the playoffs, man. I don't. They getting out of here. They almost don't even got an NBA roster outside their starting five. For real, like, they not built for success. They not. And it's Devin.
Can I say this?
Point guard,
can
shit,
I say this? Philly Phil.
What up, bro?
Where is the same thing I said about Josh Allen about uplifting your teammates and making them better? Where is that with those three great players? When are you going to uplift each other and your other teammates to show us that you're great? Durant can't be in GOAT conversation, because that's one thing about a GOAT. He uplifts others as well. And that's what Caitlin Clark did, too, with them girls that were 2- and 3-star athletes as well.
Absolutely. And that's why I think KD is one of the superstars in the history of the game who the knocks on him, like, some people just hate you know what I'm saying, and gonna have something to say and whatever. But like some of his shit is his shit valid. Like he
warranted.
Yeah, very valid and warranted because he don't seem to have no interest in taking the team by the horns. You know what I'm saying? It's my shit. This is what we doing. This is how we going to do it. This is how we rocking. And I don't know, like, you would think at this point in his career, you know, year what, 17, that this would have been something. I think that's why he meshed in so well with Golden State. You know what I'm saying? You got Draymond, who is the alpha. You know what I'm saying? KD not an alpha.
Right.
Like, I figured that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he not an alpha. Like, he perfectly fine with – yeah, he perfectly fine. And he was the best player on the Golden State team. They don't beat us without him. No, they didn't even have a chance without him. He fucking destroyed us. Destroyed us. Like, that's why they – but he not an alpha. Like, he cool with, you know what I'm saying, the Batman kind of Robin kind of thing. Like, that he cool with that. And I guess that's his – like, when he made that – what was that he was talking about earlier in the year? Like, how y'all can't say I'm one of the GOATs. Man, they got good reason, KD. Great reason. Acknowledge you not being one of the GOATs. He's like, he just ain't no alpha. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just personality. I don't know, but he ain't got that in him. He really don't.
Right.
Anyway, that's my take as always. I appreciate the platform as always, fellas.
Before I let you go, Phil.
Free!
Where does Edie go in the draft?
Top three. I like Edie a lot, man. Like, Edie surprised me. He's gonna have to have a couple more moves as he move on to the next level. But that team he just took to the national championship, them motherfuckers don't make the NIT without him. So like he's a really good player. He got a lot of skill. You know what I'm saying? I like to see him do better with a face-up game because NBA guy's stronger and he big, but them guys big and strong too. They're pushing further away from the basket in that league. You know what I'm saying? But so he's going to have to get a little face-up game, something to that degree. But I see him going top three for sure. Because that team he just took to the national championship, they don't even make the NIT without Edie. Stop playing, man. That national championship game was terrible, man. What it was like, it just because everybody knew what was gonna happen for real. Like UConn just overwhelmed them eventually. It's just too deep. Matt Painter got to go out and, you know what I'm saying, recruit some guys from the inner city. You know what I'm saying? Because no disrespect, but this ain't really a racist thing for real. But like, generally speaking, like, these white guys, they just not athletic enough, you know what I'm saying, to be able to compete on the level athletically you need to compete at this level. You know what I'm saying? They just not. There ain't no racist thing or nothing like that. It's just, you know.
No, it ain't.
That's just our gift from
it
God.
It is what it is.
That's all I can say. That's just our gift. Like, so. Except that kid from Tennessee. What's his Connect? Hey, that motherfucking ball.
Hey.
Connect can play. Hey, that Connect kid can play.
Check this out, Philly. The Dalton Connect kid played with my son in Northern Colorado year before last. So I don't know what the coach at Northern Colorado thinking. He just
Hell
away.
Yeah, he can play. He can play.
Yes,
he can do everything. He can do everything for real. Like he a legit baller. Anyway,
Philly
Phil. It's always a blast. Yo.
I'm going to keep you on the line. You're about to be our big dummy of the day. We're going to take us out, man. So listen up to the world. And Philly Phil, you do a lot of driving.
Yeah.
So this young man. And you know this guy, let him rest in peace, Bobby Fields. He didn't learn from Bobby Fields and what happened to him. He goes
I know where you're going with
on
this.
The freeway. His boy in a Corvette, he in a Lamborghini. He's in his six-car pileup accident on the freeway. And out gets away. And finally turns himself in. Now he's arrested for drag racing vehicular, like how you do. I forget the word. I forgot. I should look it up. But he's under a lot of felony counts, man. And he just got a Super Bowl. He just got a Super Bowl ring with the Kansas City Chiefs. So for the day, and it ain't even April Fool's Day, but he did a foolish thing. So he makes our big dummy of the day, Rashee Rice, receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I can go with it.
He ain't got paid yet and doing dumb shit. Lord have mercy.
You big dummy. What was wrong with him, Philly Phil, man?
He's still on the damn league minimum contract. He playing.
Right.
At least get money, the bag to fuck up. Damn.
Right. Now all his money going to the lawyer. He ain't got nothing.
Right.
He's still making NIL money. He out here crashing and shit. These motherfuckers crazy, man.
No doubt. As always, Philly Phil, you better tell a friend to tell a friend. You tell a whole lot of girlfriends. We thank you as always. Stay on the line, man. You our first shout out. Thank you. Stay on that line. Bro, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Hey, man, shout out to my people, man. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know I love y'all, right? Shout out to my grandbaby right here. Say hi, baby. That's a lot of right there. Got my grandbaby in the studio. Killing like a little bit. Y'all know what it is. Hey, man, shout out to all the callers in the asylum, all the callers that be checking us out worldwide. Y'all know it ain't nothing but love. Philly Phil, appreciate you checking in with us always. You know, we had technical difficulties last week, but we back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the wife up in here, up in the studio, recognizing everything. Y'all know what it is. This man, y'all know what it is. Hey, man, shout out to the Dream Team, to my boy, ICE. The young one, STG, my boy, OG the Buck, always playing the fly funk, you know what I mean? And to my boy, Big Brother Boo, I just seen him a couple of weeks ago. It was good to see my boy, man. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all know over 90 degrees today. I don't like y'all. Y'all got that good weather, man. It was 90 degrees out here, man. I see him. Y'all know I love you. What you got, baby?
Hey, shout out to the Dream Team, baby. Great show again, baby. Hey, man, this tournament, man, was great for the women, man. This should take us to the next level. Women been trying to get to the big dogs for years, and they had the big-time players from Swoop to Don Staley, Jennifer Azy. They started it to Woodard, Cynthia Cooper. All these big time players, but right now, Caitlin Clark took to the next level. You heard from me first. When the first player get that $1 million contract, they better thank Caitlin Clark. And hey, great show again, baby. The streets is talking, baby. The streets is talking.
Street,
yo, big brother.
Hey man, shout out to all the callers, man. Philly Phil. Shout out to Philly Phil. Shout out to Pete. Shout out to my man Rock, Lil B, Mike D. Man, it was the lines was crazy tonight, man. Scope. Beat my man BJ. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody that was tuning in. Don't forget, if you want to go listen to the show, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, that's DA. The streets is talking. You can go back and listen to all our shows. Soon we'll be getting on that podcast. And you'll be, oh, man, tuning in even more, man. We're going to have some guests coming in. Maybe you get some visuals. So We're going to make sure we do that. You know what I mean? Shout out to UConn. Shout out to South Carolina, the respectable players and coaches. We know how the journey goes, man, when you want to be a champion. So shout out to you guys. As always, keep inspiring us. Picture us rolling. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Shout out to ICE. Shout out to OG the Buck. Shout out to Sounds of God. Shout out to T Rizzy. I love you guys, man. Until next week. Street.
Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility.
All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rollin', baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rollin'. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoes see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop it. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, I'm tired. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.